Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. And the Mayville School District plans to have a ballot issue on the May 5th election. During the 2025 election, Mayville School District's ballot proposal for standard funding was rejected by voters. Because of that, the school district is going back to voters again. With that coming election, township clerks in the school district's area are accepting applications for election inspectors, as County Clerk Jody Fetting will be doing at least two rounds of election inspector training because there will be three elections this year. The target dates to submit information for a ballot issue for the election is February 10th, May 12th, and August 12th by 4 p.m. on each of those days. Because meeting election deadlines is important, Fetting strongly suggests having a generator on hand in case of a loss of power during voting and counting ballots. And the Dayton Township Board of Trustees approved some money matters during this month's meeting. Approval was given for all of the pay for positions to be increased up to $15 per hour and the wages increased by $2,500 per year for the treasurer and for the clerk. Also, the pay for trustees was increased by $25 more per meeting. In other money matters, the board learned the state cut revenue sharing by 1.2%, which means a loss of about $2,673 for the coming year. During the meeting, Kingston Fire Department Chief Albert Pearsall presented a three-year contract renewal summary. Pearsall was asked why the Kingston Fire Department is charging more per section than the Mayville Fire Department does, and why part of the township should subsidize the differences in rates. Pearsall explained the 2% increase cost is to cover operational costs without any extras. He also noted that some of the equipment is newer. Costs have drastically increased on everything, especially jackets and pants, and the department recently qualified as being able to do ice rescues, and more training is planned. The Kingston Fire Chief suggested board members do a tour of the fire hall to better stand operations. Discussion on the issue was cut short when Pearsall's pager went off for a fire call. When we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keene, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fenn and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe. That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keene, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fenn and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news, ProPublica reports on chilling effect in museum funding. A new investigative report suggests the recent shifts in federal grant guidelines for libraries and museums are discouraging controversial historical exhibits. Former leaders of the Institute of Museum and Library Services expressed concern over potential censorship. The report highlights a trend where institutions are opting for safer, less critical portrayals of American history to secure funding. Federal officials have not yet commented on the specific allegations of political pressure. And in our international news, building collapse in northern Lebanon kills nine. A residential building collapsed in northern Lebanon on Sunday, resulting in at least nine deaths and several injuries. Rescue teams are still searching through the rubble for survivors in what is being described as a preventable tragedy. Officials have pointed to poor construction standards and the lack of maintenance as the primary causes. The incident has sparked local protests against government negligence regarding infrastructure safety. And that's been your local, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries, weather, school closings, and more right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.